with what I see going on in our nation, I tremble as a man of God that I need more spiritual input in the outcome. And so I have to deal with you and minister to you and to the nation tonight in a certain way. I know I'm ministering to a lot of churches, a lot of pastors are listening. And then they have the household here, Word of Life Christian Center. I have to minister to them. As I spend time with God, I recognize that we have bind the strong man behind this, but yet there are some side effects that are still moving. We got to be real wise now at this time. This message tonight is going to put you in a foundation under you that I won't have to be concerned about you. This is one message tonight. But I don't want our country or nation to go back too fast. We got to have, so what the Lord have led me to do is pray for wisdom. And I'm going to have all my intercessors praying for wisdom. I have all my churches praying for wisdom. I got two sets of intercessors, international intercessors and local intercessors. We're going to have them praying for wisdom. So just for a moment tonight, you who are with me, you who have joined in, we need the wisdom of God. When I say wisdom from God, we need to have enlightenment, what move to make. We can't look at the situation. We've got to see what God is saying. And so one of my texts tonight, if any man lack wisdom, then him ask of God. And I think to a certain degree, we lack godly wisdom in these times. Too many people making decisions that are not fully in contact with God. As a prophet of God, I have to speak up for my membership as well as all who connected and to those who will desire to listen. Churches and ministers, for my apostolic grace that is on my life. So let's just pray a few moments for wisdom. Father, we just thank you. We lack wisdom in dealing with the side effects, things that are happening now. But we know you know to tell us exactly what to do, when to move, when not to move, when to get back together, when not to get together. And so we pray for our governor here in Louisiana and his staff, that they make the right decision. We pray for all the mayors that in this area, that they make the right decision. We cover Louisiana. And we thank you. We give you the lordship, that you know exactly what you want us to do. And we thank you that you're touching our state with that type of wisdom. We pray for the wisdom around the world, wisdom in our president's bedroom, in his night watch, when he sleep, when he rise, when he thinking. I ask you to give him wisdom, the vice president, give him wisdom, all the senators and representatives. No time for division, Lord, let love flow. And we thank you right now that we know exactly what to do. Now, all the members of Word of Life Christian Center in their home tonight, let wisdom begin to fall. Let them begin to make decisions about everything according to your will. Let them not operate in fear, but they're operating in wisdom. We thank you for it tonight. Open this message up. I yield to you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. We're going to deal with James chapter 1 as our golden text tonight. James chapter 1. I'm going to read it. Then I'm going to give a commentary verse on it. One verse is going to give us a commentary on it that I believe that we should see, because Jesus is our example. Is that right? Amen. Jesus is our example. Yes, and so Jesus will show us how to do this. But in James chapter 1, we begin to deal with this. And it will serve us well to pay close attention. James 1:1. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation, trouble, trial, test, condition, etc. Knowing this, in verse 3, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But, verse 4, let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Then look at verse 5. It says that if any of you lack wisdom, and that's what I'm talking about now, we lack wisdom in this area because it's demonical, let him ask of God that giveth all men liberally, thank you, Father, and upbraideth not. And notice what it says, and it shall be given him. So I ask for it so I can expect it because he promised he'll give it to me. Now, if you look at that in the Amplified Bible, and then I'm going to show you one text. Jesus is going to give us an example. I'll show you one text that Jesus did this in. In the Amplified Bible, here in James 1:1, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes scattered abroad among the Gentiles in the dispersion, greeting and rejoice. Consider it wholly joyful. Yeah, you might want to write that down because we're not going to get into it. Consider it wholly joyful, the whole thing. Consider it in a joy perspective. And I'll tell you how. My brother, whenever you are enveloped in or encounter trials of any sort or fall into various temptation, verse 3, be assured and understand that the trial and proving of your faith bring out endurance and steadfast and patience. Verse 4, but let endurance and steadfastness and patience have full play and do a thorough work. Now, I'll tell you right now, in saying that, all trials and tests is actually aiming to activate maturity in you. Bring you to a higher level of trusting God, a higher level of operating in the wisdom of God, a higher level of operating in the knowledge of God, a higher level of operating in the understanding of God. You see, if you let fear ride you, see, tonight joy is going to take the place of fear. See, fear is going to not let you see the next step. Fear will not let you see the growth. It will stunt your growth. But we're going to learn how to walk in that joy in a few moments. But he says in verse 4 again, but let endurance, amplified, and steadfast and patient have full play and do a thorough work. You don't want to get out of it too fast. Yes, what? Wow. See, there's a connotation in the natural, in the humanistic reasoning perspective, I just want out. But you don't want to get out if you haven't learned the lesson. The lesson here is we got to depend on God. God is money. They're putting out billions of dollars and they're not giving no answer. Money is not the answer. Money is not the answer for our help and our protection. We need God's hand on us. I said we need God's hand on us. America need God's hand. The world need God's hand upon it. All right, are you following me? So you don't want to get out too early. That don't even sound right, do it? Huh? If you don't learn the lesson, what's going to happen to the next test? Because it's coming. Another test coming. Test is to get you ready for the next test. Ninth grade test was to get you ready for 10th grade. You follow me? All right. But let endurance and steadfastness and patience have full play and do a thorough work so that you may be people perfectly and fully developed. I mean, verse 4. With no defects, lacking in nothing. Lacking in nothing. So is there something to learn from this? Absolutely. That our God is able. That our God is able. But you have to listen to him. And somebody in this episode going to have to be speaking, thus saith the Lord. We can't just calibrate. We can't just use masses. We can't just use hospital and vaccine. Somebody got to say, thus saith the Lord. And so the wisdom, I'm saying tonight on his behalf, I'm saying, thus saith the Lord, we need God's wisdom. We need God's understanding. We won't learn the lesson. Thank God for a remnant. a remnant who trust in him. And then verse 5 says in the Amplified Bible, if any of you is deficient in wisdom, oh my God, let him ask of the given God, who gives to everyone liberally and ungrudgingly, without reproaching or fault finding, and it will be given him. So what I'm saying to the church, all pastors and everybody and any politician listening to me, is we need to ask God for wisdom now. Yes, sir. We need to know that somebody need to get on their knees. All right? And I'm going to share with this text with you. But let's go. I told you I'm going to show you a scripture that Jesus turned to Hebrews 12. Right back. You're one book back. Hebrews 12. And then I'll start telling you what we're talking about tonight. I'll read, I'm looking for verse 2, but I'm going to read verse 1, because if there's any weight on you, you got to get it off you. Wherefore, seeing we also come pass about with so great a cloud of witnesses, and he's talking about Hebrews 11, where he showed all the great things that faith transpired. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. Now, a word I have not heard mentioned in all this episode, I'm going to give it to you tonight. It's a word that I haven't heard mentioned. It may have been mentioned, but political-wise, and it's not their job, it's our job to bring this word out, repentance. Yeah, somebody got to cry, Lord, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I backed up homosexuality. I'm sorry that I said amen when they took prayer out to school, transgender and all that other kind of stuff. Somebody got to say, Lord, we were wrong. Forgive us. We were trying to run your world our way. And that's what brought this thing on. It's no accident this came on, because it's sort of a vengeance of God. So y'all not going to respect me? Y'all think y'all can run this world with money and high-minded and fancy thing? Why, y'all don't know what to do? All right, so somebody got to repent. Lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. We're being beset here, aren't we? And let us run with patience the race that's set before us. So I ask the church to repent. I ask the church to repent for the whole state, the whole United States of America. The church is going to have to ask God to forgive us and have mercy and plead the blood. All right? Now, verse 2, Jesus shows us how to do it. How to handle a crisis. How to handle trial, how to handle temptation by operating in joy. Freedom, operating in joy. Look at the second verse of Hebrews 12 and 2. Looking unto Jesus, who is the author and what?
Finisher.
Of our faith. So when you're going through something, you got to look to him. Now notice what it says next. Who for the joy... What? That was set before him, endured the cross. What did that mean? That means he had a revelation that the cross was temporary.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
This crisis is temporary. Yes, but learn the lesson. So when something like this come along again, you can maneuver in the spirit better.
Yes, sir.
See, everybody want to get out. Lord, let's get out. Lord, no, I don't want to get out till I learn the lesson. Said, man, that man out of his mind. No, I'm following the spirit. I'm following God. You don't want to run out of this. This thing could have killed a whole lot of more people. But because of God's grace and God's mercy and God's hand and people seeking God's face is why it's not worse. Somebody been talking to God. All right, so now look at it. I want you to see this now. Looking at Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame. There's been some shame going around, isn't it? But look where he ended up at. Huh? Because he knew where he was going. And he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. See, the joy was set before him. That God let him know, I'm with you. You're going through this thing, but you're not going by yourself. And so we need to understand that. I want to give you some highlights on how to live in joy in the Holy Ghost in time like these. Yes, the joy in the Holy Ghost in time like these. Now, I want to give you some track record. Go back to James, and I'm going to give you seven things in a few moments. I have a word for you. But in this time of crisis, this time of test, there is a maturing in the fact with every attack we encounter. So there's a maturing here. There's a way we have to mature and grow and develop. And then I want you to know, the Lord told me to tell you, wrap your faith with joy. Don't just try to operate in faith. Wrap your faith with joy. Third thing is inner joy. We're talking about inner joy. We're talking about supernatural joy. We're talking about divine joy. When situation on the outside don't look right, but yet you got inside information, inside understanding, and an inside anointing that cause you to rejoice when it seems like it's not time to rejoice.
Yes, sir.
See. So inner joy, get this, will produce outer joy in a supernatural way.
Yes, sir.
So some people are going to think you're off your rocker. Some people are going to think, you say, oh, you don't know what's going on? Yeah, I know what's going on both places, inside and outside. See, you got to have more going on the inside than the outside. Stir up the gift that's in you. Now, I want you to hear these things. Condition and circumstances must not determine how you're going to come out. What I said? When I know for a fact that condition and circumstances cannot determine how I come out, I'm gonna rise up in joy.
Yes, sir.
Jesus knew the cross was not determined how he's gonna come out. He had his eyes on beyond the cross.
Yes, sir.
Did you get your eyes beyond this? Now I want you to see this in Romans 14:17. You got your shouting glory? I want you to see this. I want to show you attributes and characteristic of the kingdom, and you a kingdom citizen. What'd you see this? So we're talking about how to live in the joy in the Holy Ghost in time like these. I'll stand up here and preach myself happy. Because I know the nation, they're listening. I know I got sneakers, but that's all right. I want them to listen. Because I've heard from God. All right. Now notice here in 14:17. For the kingdom of God is not meat. Romans 14:17. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. Now he gives us three powerful things. Righteousness. Let me give you a definition for righteousness. Righteousness is the consciousness that is already mine. The righteousness is the consciousness that everything God wants me to have is already mine. I just thought you might want to know that. And peace. Now notice that last statement. And what? Joy where? Joy in the Holy Ghost. Not joy in the situation, not joy in the circumstance. That's outside joy. Music's got to be playing to have outside joy. And bells got to be ringing. Somebody got to be dancing. But with inside joy, nobody might not be able to dance. But you got it anyway because it's divine, it's supernatural, and it's above anything that come against you. You with me? All right, let me give you the other points that I want you to get. We are actually talking about kingdom, absolute joy in the Holy Ghost. I said righteousness is the conscious fact that everything is already yours. Inner peace is also a supernatural position that I live in. Inner peace is also a supernatural position that I live in, that we have to live in. Now, also when I get to explain this text in James, it's going to deal with discerning God's will in these times is very important. Discerning, not deciding. Discerning God's will. Human effort cannot handle vengeance. There's a need for repentance. Now go back to our text in James. Let's look here for a few moments as the Lord speaks to us. Powerful text. When you read the first verse, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, when you read that, one of the things to be able to count awkward circumstances with joy, you will have to be properly taught by someone whom God has sent. Properly taught. Servant of God. You see, he's a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. So James is their teacher. And so you cannot have joy in the Holy Ghost without proper teaching. Religion, ritual, and routine in a time like this. Now you can fake it when everything's going right, but in a time like this, you can't fake no joy. You got to have real joy. And it comes through revelation, comes through insight, it comes through thus saith the Lord. All right? You can't vote for this. You can't vote for this. This comes supernatural, divine. You need a man of God, a woman of God, who's hearing from God. If anything right now, we need a mouthpiece from God in all these scenarios. We don't need all these preachers talking. We need somebody talking who heard from God and could put their finger on this thing. And one of the fingerprints that we got to know right now is we must operate in the wisdom of God. Woo! See? That should go around the world. That should go everywhere. All the government mentioned, all the White House. We must, I'm telling you, we must, or we're going to mess this thing up. You must hear this prophetically. God said, tell them they have to operate in my wisdom now. Thus saith the Lord. Matter of fact, let me give this to you. Then I'll go down the line and give you this other thing. Lord, help me to flow. I'm not a hobo. I'm yours. We're not hitchhiking. All we need to do is flow in God's wisdom, in God's will, in God's way, and in God's word. They're all are one.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me? Then he says, prophetically, I know that you have made all things possible for me. So I will let these tests bring greater maturity to my faith. That's what the Lord said. On the other side, and through this, my faith is getting stronger and stronger. You hear it? As I connect it deeper and deeper with your wisdom. Love, wisdom, faith, patience, knowledge have connected with grace, hope, and glory. I cannot be denied the victory in any situation that comes. And he says, tell him, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise and honor be to you, your greatness, goodness, grace and glory. 4:20-21, he gave me that. So first of all, in James, we're going to get down to talking about, I feel a preaching coming on me. Count it all joy. Say it, count it all joy. Now, this is not an automatic thing, so I have to skip something here. We had to skip verse 2 and come back to it and go to verse 3. And the reason we got to go to verse 3 is you cannot count it joy if you don't know. Knowing this. See, you have to have knowledge of that this just a test. This just a training. This really riding the back wings of promotion. After this thing over and doing this thing, you should get in another position. Love God more. Trust God more. Know you can't do without him. Know that no man have the last word. When something like this is spreading, we need somebody bigger than man. Good God Almighty. Joy in the Holy Ghost in time like these. Now notice there, for I'm going to give you 7 things in a row in a few minutes. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith, you know why? You know what a trying of your faith is? You can't whoop faith. The enemy can only try your faith. He can't whoop your faith. Faith can't be whipped because faith in God is synonymous. So this is only a test. This is only a promotion for your faith. Now watch what he said. Go back to verse 2. First of all, you got to have a teacher. I told you that, right? And then from that teacher, that's where that knowledge comes from in verse 3. Knowing this. People at the Word of Life, y'all know certain things. Ain't my fault if you don't know it because I said it. Y'all schooled. Y'all we've been through a lot of stuff. And so there's some things you know. And that's why you can be at rest and be at peace in a time of trouble. Oh, yeah, a little shake-up going to come. That's your natural man. But when you go down to your inner man, getting your deeper man, and go back there and let the Holy Ghost dig some stuff up. Yeah, you come back and say, God got it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, your church really don't mean nothing to you until a time like this. Well, what you been eating? What you been fed? Why you can't sleep? You haven't been listening. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation. Now you have to have that knowledge. Count it all joy. How in the world are you going to count this time joy? Yes, right in the midst of it. Count it joy just like Jesus did for the joy that was set before him. See, you might not see the joy right now, but it's set before you. We're coming out on the other end. Better off than we were before we went in. But you cannot academically, you cannot grasp this. Spiritually, only the joy in the Holy Ghost, which is your kingdom right, can put that in you now. Ooh, everybody say joy in the Holy Ghost. And I want every member from Word of Life, I want you in your home, I'm speaking joy in the Holy Ghost. I'm speaking that the Holy Ghost is going to give you every step and every thought you need to make and every healing and every anointing you need, the Holy Ghost. Joy is in your house. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, servant of God, maturing you. Lesson and revelation on the Lord's joy. Now watch this. He says in the 3rd verse, 4th verse, but let patience have our perfect work. That you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. You know what that voice said? That voice said, I'm not going down with sickness, and I'm not going down broke. Amen. While it's going on, those who trust the Lord, I'm telling you, keep sowing. Be a sower. Whatever you got, sow it. Do like with the widow of Mike. Sow it. Don't try to pinch, save, and start cutting stuff out. Sow. It don't sound right, but that's the truth. Let him have... But let him have But let patient have her perfect work. Let perfect, you know the word perfect mean? Let it mature. Let it grow. Let it become complete. Let patient have her perfect work that you may be perfect, matured enough to handle this, and entire, wanting nothing. In the midst of the crisis, wanting nothing. You remember the 5,000? Huh? You remember how it happened? Supernaturally. Then it says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. That giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Now, temptation, trials, and tests if handled right, you will be promoted in them, not by them. Okay. Notice he says knowing has something to do with this thing. Knowing has something to do with your stability, having knowledge from God. Notice he says trying of your faith. It's just a test. Say it, it's just a test. You at home, just say it, it's just a test. Yeah, it's no test that Jesus can't pass. It's no test that the Holy Ghost can't pass. Are you following me? It's no test that Father God, listen to what I call it, Father God. Everybody in your home, say Father God. Recognize that he's your father also, and a father, good father, take care of his children. So it's a trying of your faith, and then it says, let patience have her perfect work. Oh, let your patient mature. And then he says, call for wisdom. Call for wisdom. Good God Almighty, call for wisdom. So let me see, can I do, I was in my private chamber and God showed me. Let me see, can I get it to you? First you got a teacher. Okay. Then you have knowledge. All right. Then you have joy. All right. Then you have faith. All right. Then you have patience. All right. And then you get wisdom. And you get it through prayer. Lord, what should I do? Lord, where should I turn? Notice in Nehemiah chapter 8, I'm not going to preach long tonight. Nehemiah chapter 8. Notice in Nehemiah chapter 8, I found out that I'm going to have to do a whole lot of seminars and preaching, and I'm going to cut back on the time. I'm not going to be preaching an hour, 35, 40 minutes, but I'm going to have to preach more to connect with the whole world. It seemed like some months ago God told me, and I've seen more of it in my conversation with God. Nehemiah 8:10, the joy of the Lord is my strength. If I don't have no joy, I'm going to be weak. Is that the right scripture? Come on, sir. Then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portion unto them for whom nothing is prepared, for this day is holy unto the Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Notice in Matthew chapter 2, verse 10. Matthew 2:10. Thank you, Lord. Joy. 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 Joy in the Holy Ghost. Joy in the midst of the trouble. Joy knowing that you have supernatural help. Joy knowing that God never failed. Oh, my goodness. And in Matthew 2:10, when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. Somebody got to have some joy.
Yes, sir.
Everybody walking around all dreary looking, masks on, and it's like, and nothing wrong with the mask. Man asked me about my mask. I was riding my golf cart. I didn't answer him right, but I had a mask on. He couldn't see it. I had put on the helmet of salvation this morning. Yeah, he just didn't see it. Now notice again in Hebrews 12:2, who for the joy. See, that Jesus is our example, despising the shame. There's a lot of stuff going on now that people got to go through, but if they know about the joy, we're coming out on top. I don't know when we're coming out. Good God Almighty. Don't call a shot too soon. Wait on the Lord. Get direction. Get wisdom from God. Don't try to be a spiritual hero and make pronouncements to people that you don't really show about. Wait till God tell you to say something.
Amen.
We all learn the lesson. And then we ain't going to rush God. You know, stay with God. 1 John 1:4. I'm almost through. 1 John 1:4. Hallelujah. And these things, well, let me read it. 1 John, verse 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. Look what he said now. These things be right unto you, that your joy may be full. Hallelujah. Look at 1 Peter. You're right along there, 1 Peter. Turn back a little bit. 1 Peter. Chapter 1. You got your shouting glow? You don't shout in a hurry, you ain't get a chance. I'm finna quit. 1 Peter chapter 1. Leroy, you can get on up here. Chapter 1. Verse 8. Always did love this verse. You know, let's see. 6 and 9. Let's see if I read it. Let's read verse 6 in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6. Wherein ye greatly rejoice. See, that's joy there. Though now for a season, it need be you are in heaviness. Through manifold temptation, manifold test, manifold trial. That the trial of your faith, that seems like what James said, right? That the trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perish, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor. Oh, Lord, we praise you. Lord, we honor you in the midst of this. We praise you and honor you and glory at the appearance of Jesus Christ. Now look at verse 8. Whom having not seen you love, in whom, though now you see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. You got to rejoice before you see the result. It's joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, I want to give you a scripture. This is that book. I ain't been to this book too much. Zephaniah, Zephaniah, I believe. Chapter 3, verse 17. That's pronouncing it right? Y'all don't know either. But I'm about to say something to you that I want you to hold on to your belt from that text. They found it in the back. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. Hallelujah! He will save. Hallelujah. He will rejoice over thee with joy. Hallelujah. He will rest in his love. Hallelujah. He will joy over thee with singing. See, the Lord with us. The Lord thy God is in the midst of thee is mighty. You see that? Now, get this down. The power of understanding the joy of the Lord has no limitation. He is in our midst, and he is mighty. He will save no matter what it is. Oh, my goodness. Who am I? Lord, somebody need to hear this. He will rejoice with you in this victory also. And I'll give you one more scripture. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. The Lord good. Ooh. Verses, I'll probably say something to you before I show you. Yeah, this is a good one to close with. Write this down. Learn to receive through the joy of the Holy Ghost. Learn to receive through the joy of the Holy Ghost. And I think these two verses will sum up the whole night in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. Verses 5 and 6. For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also, what? In power. What else? In the Holy Ghost. What else? What should? Do anybody need any of that tonight?
Yes, sir.
Listen. For our gospel came not unto you in word only. See, the word, just having the word only is not going to work. But also in power. Wait a minute. And in the Holy Ghost. Wait a minute. And in much assurance. Come on now, I want you to grab this. Grab this. Listen. In word, you got the word, you got the power, you got the Holy Ghost, and you got the assurance. As you know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. And Leroy, I can say that tonight. You know what manner of man I am among you for your sake. And the gospel didn't come in word only, but in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And notice verse 6. And ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction, with joy of the Holy Ghost. That's Paul. With joy of the Holy Ghost. So surmising what we have said to you, all the notes I've given to you, and you know, seven things in James: servant of God, the knowledge of God, the joy of God, the faith of God, the patience of God, and then the wisdom of God, and then praying unto God to direct your way in these times. Don't rush to get out of it. Make sure you've dealt with it properly. The Lord has his timing. Again, we can talk about all these different strategies, but I say to you, as an apostle, as a prophet, as a pastor, as a teacher, repent. There's a scripture that I will give to you in Psalm 139. Search me, O God, verse 23, and know my heart. Try me, know my thought, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. And if you're a Christian and you're not living right, I want you to repent and get yourself right. Get in a church where you can get taught the word of God, that you live a consecrated, holy, sanctified life. Son, I know all over the world people wondering what's going on and how they're going to come out. My spiritual advice to you is don't move too fast. I think I've taught it to you, but I just feel an inkling in my heart to talk with you. Wisdom is the principal thing now. I want you to look in Proverbs chapter 4, starting at verse 5, James 1 and 5. Then I want you to look in Proverbs 3, I think it's 5 and 6, where in prayer this afternoon the Lord give us the definition of his wisdom in a spiritual way, trusting the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thy own understanding. Acknowledge him in all thy ways, and he will direct your path. I thank God that is the format that God has given me as an apostle of Jesus Christ. That we'll go slow. We're not gonna worry, we're not gonna be in fear, we're gonna stay in the joy of the Holy Ghost. But we have to ask the Lord for wisdom, and also in Proverbs you're gonna see where you need to ask him for understanding. And whatever he revealed to you, love it. Hold on to it, embrace it, because it'll carry you all the way through. So I thank the churches all over the world. I'm speaking to churches all over the world, pastors all over the world, our president, vice president, senators, governors. We need now the wisdom of God. I speak to you as a man of God with over 40 years of experience. I have a piece by saying this to you. Pastors, lead your churches in praying for wisdom. All you intercessors all over the world, just ask God, because I think, matter of fact, I know in a crisis like this, we lack wisdom. And in praying this afternoon, I found out that he says, in essence, Leroy, don't move too fast. Don't try to get together back too fast. I think some people have went back together too fast. I see them all out on the beaches. I don't think they're going too fast. And then watch this economic thing. Watch. Don't open these places up too fast just for money. People's lives are so important. So I ask the body of Christ, ministers, stay in wisdom. Ask God for wisdom, and we'll be all right.